O foolish Britannics, where are your hearts fled? What fiend doth the nation bewitch, that since you like rogues, cut off your own head? Your nose is closing with the bridge such a bit nose punch could never broke, for it put him still to his dumps, and though full meals of hell broth he oft took, yet always he spewed out the rumps. To Lambert the knave and Fleetwood the fool, though Dick persuaded them from it, did overturn the devil's close stool, and like dogs returned to their vomit. No sooner the council table was spread with many a vomited gull, but the army grew squeezy and turned their head, for they soon had their belly full. The redcoats could never this rumpling digest, till advised by old Nick and his train, who good unwittingly oft may suggest, they spewed up their vomit again. Their surreverence was for a while out of sight, till Wetham began to deplore em, and Arthur the knight of the spur of old wight, the rump of a rump did restore em. Then a pox light on the pitiful rump, that a third time above poured vapors, which old Nick blew out, but now turns up trump. As Joan farted in and out tapers, the house by this legion was long time possessed, but at last they were cast out of door, yet finding it swept, returned a new guest. 7 times more a fiend than before. Away then, ye pitiful citizen slaves, who let such enormities pass? Were you but true men or not errant knaves? Fools, durst not you ride like an ass? Then dare to be honest and beat up your drum, for when the rogues hear of your power, you'll smell what a scent proceeds from the bum, from Whitehall at least to the tower. But what if these arsons with gifts of our gold, great George, to defend them should move? Our goods and our liberties then would be sold, and the devil a monk would he prove. Then pluck up your spirits and draw out your swords, 'tis force that must only prevail. We have long enough stood out in bare woods, let's now make a rod for their tail. Then viva le roi, let's merrily sing. Can any man well in his wits think worse of Charles our noble good king than those who do govern by fits? Search round the great city what ill you can see, which the rascally rump hath not done, and then you will wish with the nation and me that Charles had his heritage won. For swearing sacrilege, murder, and lies, king-killing hypocrisy cheats, they make no more of these sins than of flies. Hell is almost out down by their feet. Then fight ye like men for the good of the nation, as ye hope to be civilly drunk on free cost at blessed Charles' coronation. Pray hard for the trueness of monk. Heaven bless our good sovereign, the best of all men. Let the king of our hearts be Trump, that peace and prosperity may come again. Squire Dunn and old Nick take the rump, then let the knaves shuffle 3 kingdoms a while, till each cur at his fellow snarls, ere long they will cut, and after the broil, the dealing must fall to King Charles. This flap with a foxtail shall have the same lot, that unhorsed is tumbled down highness, for since the rest of the members are not, the rump must shortly have finest.